I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Cardinal-designate Luis Ladaria stated that the Catholic faith says that only men can be ordained to the priesthood and that it will not change and cannot change. The cardinal, who is also the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, wrote in the Vatican newspaper L'Osservatore Romano that he is concerned that there are people doubting, quote, the definitive nature of this doctrine and of St. John Paul II's declaration. In 1994, Paul declared that, quote, the Church has no authority whatsoever to confer priestly ordination on women and that this judgment is to be definitively held by all the Church's faithful. Ladaria said that by creating doubt, it not only leads to confusion among followers, but also affects how the Catholic doctrine can be taught in a, quote, infallible way. According to a newly released report by Harvard University, Hurricane Maria killed over 4,600 people in Puerto Rico. That number is 70 times more than the original death toll of 64. The study stated that a third of the deaths were caused by medical care being interrupted by cuts to power and broken road links. Puerto Rico's Federal Affairs Administration said that they have also asked George Washington University to study the number of deaths and that they will use the findings from both to better prepare for future natural disasters. Hamas rulers in Gaza announced that they have agreed to a ceasefire with Israel. The ceasefire will end the largest eruption of violence between the two sides since 2014. A senior Hamas official said that Egyptian mediators got involved and that they will commit to peace as long as Israel does. Israel responded similarly and added that they will give Hamas a chance to show they can return to a routine, but if, quote, they release the reins, there will be a very painful strike. The American Bible Society is instituting a new policy for its employees that will require them to, quote, refrain from sexual contact outside the marriage covenant, which they noted as between a man and a woman, be involved in a local Christian church, and to, quote, resist temptations of deception, malicious speech, stealing, cheating others, and dishonoring my body through substance abuse. Employees have criticized the new policy and are resigning in protest of it, saying it essentially prohibits sexually active LGBT people and unmarried couples living together from working for the ABS. President and CEO Roy Peterson wrote that while he understands that there are differing views on the issues noted in the policy, they instituted them because they, quote, believe a staff made up of people with a deep and personal connection to the Bible will bring unity and clarity as we continue our third century of ministry. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.